Shane Ray, what he's told
you? You know, what we're doing is kind of an evaluation period, you know, right now. You know, I had our doctors look at the footwear and say he's been working and wants to work, but we wanted to take this weekend and kind of put our plan together exactly how we want to proceed forward. You know, I know there's some orthotics involved and those type of things, so he will not work. He could, but he will not work.
At all this offseason?
Oh, no, I would expect him to. He actually has to go back to Kansas City next week because of his graduation date. He's one of our players that actually can't come back. Patrick, I'm not sure I have the date. I want to say the 18th, something like that. So he's got to go back. But when he comes back, yeah, we're expecting to put him to work right away. You know, but we knew from the beginning we were going to use this weekend for an evaluation process.
How much can he benefit from having consistent rehab with your doctors after kind of?
Oh, I think a great deal. It's my understanding, you know, I'm not an expert on it, but it's my understanding as he went through everything, all the workouts and stuff leading up to the draft, he could have rehab better, you know, or been on a better program. And obviously now he's with us, and I promise you he'll be on the best. So, yeah, he'll definitely benefit from it.
Simeon looked like he was moving around.
Yeah, he wants to do more, but we knew kind of the plan Greek wanted him on. He'll do individual stuff. He'd do some 7-on-7. Impressive. He can throw it just like we knew what we were getting, but we got to get him totally healthy, and, you know, training camp will be that date. As far as the rest of the OTAs, he'll probably continue to do what he did today.
Coach, now that you have everyone together, what was the message to them before you got going on expectations, say, on the field and off?
Well, I mean, you're trying to take this weekend. First off, you want them to realize what it is to be a Bronco, so there's a lot of things involved with that, and Patrick did a great job. Ray did a great job with the players last night discussing those type of things. We're trying to teach them how to work, the expectations when we go practice, how we meet. But really, you know what you're trying to get them ready for is Monday, because that's a shock. They walk in here and all these vets are in here, and it's intimidating for these kids. So you're trying to get them to settle down a little bit before we put them with the group. So, you know, we'll try to get all that done this weekend.
How can a guy in this situation, maybe undrafted or some of the trial guys, how can they get noticed?
Well, just really their work habits. You know, I think we know a lot about them. So you kind of, you know, you're basically going out there as, okay, this is what I thought I saw, you know. So that's the first thing you're looking for as a coach. But, you know, there's a lot of kids that are here just on a trial basis. And, you know, there's a good chance. I think last year there were a couple of young men signed off this tryout weekend here. I know I had a few in Baltimore myself. So you never know. You know, I tried to tell them some stories last night. Actually, I told them, I said, there's going to be a story come out of this room. You know, somebody's going to jump up and become a player that maybe not many people know about. And I actually told him a little bit about TD this morning, showed him how he got going when he came in here with us. I told him a story about Aaron Foster being a free agent with me. So I don't know who it's going to be, but you just want to be fair to them, give an opportunity to present themselves as people and as players, and we'll go from there. So it's a big, big opportunity, a big 2 days for these guys.
You showed a video with TD?
Yeah, I showed him a little thing on TD going back to when he covered the kick against Sam, you know, the story of how he got noticed as a player. Now, they can't go out there today and cover a kick, you know, and hit somebody. But you are just trying to prove, you know, kind of who you are and how you can take the thing from the meeting room to the practice field. That's important. What can a guy handle? And then when he goes out there today, most guys are flying around this morning, which everybody was. It'll be interesting to see who's still flying around this afternoon. So it's about consistency and what they do and seeing if we can give them an opportunity, if they're guys that are here, especially for a tryout weekend.
Not Brock Woods, he hasn't played since high school, but can he show this weekend?
You're talking about tight end from the gym? Well, you know, we know he's an athlete. So, you know, I can tell you right now from a football standpoint, terminology and those type of things, he was swimming out there this morning, which you expect. But you just want to settle him down and watch individual drills and see if you see the ability, you know, to pursue, you know, this process with him. So that's what you're kind of looking at. And, you know, I want to see guys like that get better. I know what he struggled with this morning. I want to see how he comes back this afternoon in practices.
Gary, given that marijuana laws are different here than anywhere else you've coached, how does that affect the message that you give your players?
Oh, I don't change my message is the same, you know, regardless. So,
you know, I'm extra warnings saying I know that people you're around might be able to do stuff differently than you can, but these are the NFL rules.
No, I think that, I mean, we, like I said, that we all understand the rules of the league and what we expect from a team standpoint. So, I mean, I don't approach it any different than I've approached it the last, you know, well, my 8 years as a head coach and watched it be approached in Baltimore, so I don't approach any different.
Did you see anything out of Jeff Hierman that maybe you didn't see before you selected him?
No, he's a good-looking player, and I like his work habits. I like his he's very smart. You know, he's played in a big program, so not, it's not a big stage for him. I mean, walking around this locker room, being around people, watching him prepare to practice, you can tell, you know. So he's got a bright future, and, you know, the quicker we can get him going, the more he helps us with OD and, you know, with our group that we have, you know, with Virgil and stuff. So we're expecting a lot out of him.
In about 10 days or so, the league meetings, they're going to have the extra point back on the agenda to potentially vote on. If it does get moved back, I think, to the 15 being a line of scrimmage, would you be in favor of that? How would that maybe?
You know, I don't know. I'm still kind of struggling with that one. I know they're trying to, they want more aggression from a standpoint of what's going on and encouraging you to go for it and those type of things. It would change the scoring system of the NFL, you know. So I think we as coaches, you know, we've all got these analytic guys and stuff now that help us out. It's definitely going to change things if it takes place from a, you know, a scoring system or increment standpoint of what's going to happen in the league. So I don't know. We're ready to adjust to it. I don't have a real strong opinion one way or another right now. We'll adjust to it. We've got to be ready to go, whatever they choose to do.
Could you ever see there being like a two-point specialist, like a guy who...
Oh, I think you're going to see – there's going to be two-point specialists from a standpoint of how you go about doing it, you know, coaching. I mean, those are things you work on. Percentage time, you probably practice those things during camp and stuff is not very much, and if all of a sudden it becomes part of the game, it's a big, big part of practice. So it's going to change how you go about doing things. I know that.
More aggressive?
I think it'll make everybody more aggressive. I mean, just be, you know, it's encouraging, you know, opportunity to score some more points. And so it's something you're going to have to really go to work on offensively and defensively also, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it'll change a great deal.
When it comes to previous undrafted free agents who come back for rookie minicamps, what type of pressure do you see placed on them when the new guys get here?
I'm sorry, one more time. You said the previous...
When previous years undrafted free agents come back to rookie minicamp, what type of pressure have you seen in your experience put on those guys?
Are you talking about guys like Paradis and stuff who are able to come out? Okay. No, I think they're great examples is what they are. I see guys calm down. You know, matter of fact, I just told all these young kids, I said, you watch Matt practice. You know, you watch Benny practice today. You know, you can just tell the difference. They know what it takes, but they also know, you know, the battle they're in to become players. And so I told the guys, I said, if you have any thoughts about who to watch and how to do it right, probably watch them because they figured it out and that's why they're still here. So they were great examples today.